News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Nations Security Council has passed a resolution that demands a ceasefire in Gaza for the rest of Ramadan, with the US abstaining from the vote. Walt Kilroy, lecturer in international relations at DCU and associate director of its Conflict Resolution Institute, joins us now. Good morning to you, Walt. How significant is this, chiefly the fact that the US hasn't vetoed this, it has abstained, which allowed it to pass?
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. Yeah, this is significant. There's no question about it. It's significant and it's new. And this is the first time that the Security Council has managed to actually explicitly call for an immediate ceasefire in the almost 6 months since the attack by Hamas on October 7th. And really, why it matters, I mean, the resolution is binding. It does have the authority and the weight of international law behind it. Even though there are attempts to say that it's not binding, it is binding. But really, what matters in addition to that is that it shows the difficult state of the relationship now, which has been getting worse and worse between the US and Israel.
Yeah, and that's what's most interesting in all of this, isn't it? Because they have always been so tight. The US has been Israel's chief ally. How much of a sort of a schism is there now, and what does it mean?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Obviously, the US is Israel's greatest ally. It's not just its staunchest ally, but it's most significant in terms of its US arms and US funding, which is keeping the war going. It is, in some cases, you know, literally US manufactured bombs that are being dropped on Gaza. So its military support really does matter. So things have been getting more and more tense, and it's almost personalized that you know. Clearly, Joe Biden and other U.S. officials have been expressing more and more openly their frustration, specifically with Benjamin Netanyahu and some of his more hardline cabinet members. They've been calling more and more publicly for aid to be allowed in, which is very clearly being blocked. They've been calling on Israel not to go ahead with its planned offensive against Rafah, where there's more than a million civilians who fled from other parts of Gaza. And they've tried to ramp up the pressure by, you know, these kind of PR exercises, to be quite frank, of dropping aid in a very kind of chaotic and a haphazard way, doing airdrops. So the US has vetoed three resolutions in the last few months, which would have called for a ceasefire. They allowed this one to go through. That is very significant. It is their way of signalling to Israel that their support can't be taken for granted.
Okay, and so what are Israel likely to do with this? I mean, obviously they're reacting quite strongly against any criticism of them, and they're continuing to do that. They're saying accusations of things like genocide or war crimes are outrageous. They're clearly unhappy with the position that the US has taken. Benjamin Netanyahu has cancelled plans to travel to Washington. But how likely is this intervention by the US to change policy in Israel, or is Israel dug in so deep that they are that oil tanker cannot be turned? What's your view?
I don't expect to see any immediate change, but it does change the politics behind the military action, in the sense that Israel knows now that it can't rely absolutely on US support in all circumstances. But it doesn't change the fact that US arms and US funding are going to continue to flow towards Israel. The next stage of Washington expressing its displeasure would be to start kind of mentioning, you know, murmurings about attaching some kind of conditions to the arms shipments that are going through. Israel's reaction, if we wanted kind of to do a quick test and say, well, look, is this just words? Is it just some kind of talking shop? The reaction within Israel has been really furious. They have been openly condemning the USA, their closest ally. And this tells us that what happened yesterday at the Security Council in New York does matter. It's not going to stop Israel from its offensive, its ongoing offensive. We don't know yet whether it will actually act as any kind of disincentive for it going ahead with its plan to attack Rafah, which would have horrendous consequences.
Yeah, watch this space, I suppose, and hope for the best. That is Walt Kilroy, the lecturer in international relations at DCU and associate director of the Conflict Resolution Institute.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.